all of the working out and taking care of myself, that it, you always heard that it would pay off in the end, and it has paid off in the end, and it's just living as clean as possible. I'm right around the quarter to 60, so, and it's amazing how people, you know, the attention that I've gotten, and I'm very flattered. Because of you know, being confident, having lived through some really horrible times and come out, you know, in good shape, I think that a younger generation of men kind of see that confidence and that perseverance. And I think it's not only physically does it look good, but it sort of comes through emotionally when you get to know someone. When you come from the sticks of Tennessee, your father lives in San Francisco, and you go through multicultural shock from one year to the next. I knew that destiny held something for me, that anything that I did was going to be better than where I came from. I wouldn't change my education. I wouldn't change much of anything in my life. Also, I'll have to admit that I had great role models that helped me along. So, no, I don't think there'd be much that I would change, even with the deaths and the sorrow and the heartache. I think it's, you know, those are experiences that you build up. Most of that come through my paintings. I was just so thrilled to be 21 and so thrilled just to be living in San Francisco and experiencing San Francisco and being free for the first time. And my God, you live in such a microscope in the South. I mean, you know, even now today, HIV, gay period, is bad news. But at 21, learning to really take a breath for the first time and being yourself is miraculous. And it's very, there's such a rush when, you know, someone sees something you've done and they want to buy it. I mean, even today, I mean, it does the old heart good.